Pico Foods, Inc. versus Johnson, 2024 ARC App 237. The Arkansas Court of Appeals ruled that a timely post-trial motion under Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure 4B1 also applies to a workers' compensation case and extends the time to file a notice of appeal. But because appellant did not amend its notice of appeal, the latter ruling was not preserved for appellate review. Judge Verdon explained, quote, Appellant Pico Foods, Inc. appeals from the Arkansas Workers' Compensation Commission's opinion and order affirming as modified the administrative law judge's decision, finding that appellee Jeffrey Johnson sustained a compensable injury in the form of an occupational disease. Pico argues that the commission exceeded its authority on remand by analyzing the case under the occupational disease statute, contrary to our mandate in Johnson v. Pico Foods, Inc., 2022, ARC App 187. We dismiss the appeal in part as it relates to Pico's petition for review by the commission, and we affirm as to the merits. Application of Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B1. On November 8, 2022, Pico filed a timely notice of appeal from the Commission's October 26 opinion. Pico also filed on November 8 a petition for review or reconsideration with the Commission, claiming that the Commission had acted sua sponte and exceeded the scope of our mandate. On November 30, the Commission denied Pico's petition for review, stating that we had not directed it to adjudicate the claim in accordance with any particular statute and that the Commission had been presented with a stipulated issue of compensability. On February 21, 2023, the Commission submitted the record to the clerk of this court for filing, but on February 27, the clerk rejected the submission as untimely. Pico then filed a motion for rule on the clerk, requesting that this court order the clerk to accept and lodge the record. The issue presented by Pico's motion for rule on the clerk was whether Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B1 extends the time for filing the notice of appeal in a workers' compensation case when the appellant has filed a timely post-trial motion. In a per curiam dated April 12, 2023, we held, as a matter of first impression, that Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B1-2 does apply to appeals from decisions of the Arkansas Workers' Compensation Commission. Pico Foods, Inc. v. Johnson, 2023, ARC App 223. We further held that we would treat Pico's Notice of Appeal from the Commission's October 26, 2022 opinion as having been filed on the day after the Commission denied Pico's petition for review and that, therefore, the record was timely filed under Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 5. Thus, we granted Pico's motion for rule on the clerk and held that we had jurisdiction to hear the appeal. End of quote. But there was more. While the appeal was timely, the failure to amend the notice of appeal to include the denial of the post-trial motion disallowed its consideration. Looking to the merits, the court affirmed. Failure to amend the notice of appeal. Quote, We have already determined that Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B1-2 applies in workers' compensation cases. It stands to reason that all of Rule 4B2 applies. The rule provides, in relevant part, that a party who also seeks to appeal from the grant or denial of the post-trial motion shall within 30 days amend the previously filed notice. Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B2. Because Pico did not amend its notice of appeal to include the denial of its post-trial motion, the petition for review, we do not have jurisdiction to address Pico's arguments related to the Commission's denial of its petition. End of quote. Judge Wood, joined by Judge Klappenbach, concurred in affirming but disagreed to the application of the rule to workers' compensation cases. Quote, In my view, Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B, which extends the time to file a notice of appeal, does not apply to Arkansas workers' compensation cases, and this appeal should have been dismissed as untimely. See Pico Foods Inc. versus Johnson, 2023 ARC App 223, Justice Wood dissenting. However, the decision of this court's majority in that case was to the contrary. On the merits of the appeal in this case, I agree with the disposition. Thus, I concur. End of quote. Arkansas Rule of Appellate Procedure Civil 4B provides 1. Upon timely filing in the circuit court of a motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict under Rule 50B of the Arkansas Rules of Civil Procedure, a motion to amend the court's findings of fact or to make additional findings under Rule 52B, a motion for a new trial under Rule 59A, or any other motion to vacate, alter, or amend the judgment made no later than 10 days after entry of judgment, the time for filing a notice of appeal shall be extended for all parties. The notice of appeal shall be filed within 30 days from entry of the order disposing of the last motion outstanding. However, if the circuit court neither grants nor denies the motion within 30 days of its filing, the motion shall be deemed denied by operation of law as of the 30th day, and the notice of appeal shall be filed within 30 days from that date. 2. A notice of appeal filed before disposition of any of the motions listed in paragraph 1 of this subdivision shall be treated as filed on the day after the entry of an order disposing of the last motion outstanding or the day after the motion is deemed denied by operation of law. Such a notice is effective to appeal the underlying judgment, decree, or order. A party who also seeks to appeal from the grant or denial of the motion shall within 30 days amend the previously filed notice, complying with Rule 3E. No additional fees will be required for filing an amended notice of appeal. End of quote. End of decision.